talking about a dwelling for God. The dwelling of God is Jesus. And every other dwelling is to accommodate us. The Lord dwells here all day in the tabernacle. He's here. Now, this, if you want to look at a good place to reflect on this, I think it's chapter 8 of First Book of Kings, where Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple. And it's quite beautiful. You see, so he erected the dwelling, the Mishkan, and put up everything that was needed, you see, and then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the kavod filled the dwelling. Now what is this kavod, this glory? You see, it's the saving presence of God rendered experienciable. It's the kavod. The word kavod itself means heavy. In modern Hebrew, hukaved ma'od means he's very important, he's very heavy. But it's the kavod, you see, dwells in Jesus. See, Jesus is the temple of God. And we all worship in Christ. You may remember in the early chapters of John when Nathanael comes to Jesus and Jesus says to him, you see, before you were called, I saw you under the fig tree. And Nathanael is kind of blown away. My gosh, who is this? You know, you are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God. And he says, Nathanael, just because I told you that, when you see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, then you will know. Because the angels of God, in Genesis, I think 35, he set up this stone at Bethel, and at the Bethel, at the house of God, and he saw them. These angels ascending and descending on the future temple. And Jesus says, what you will see is those angels ascending and descending on me. I am the temple of God. I am the place where God dwells. Why? Because I am equal to him. I'm his son from all eternity. And I promise you, you will see this one day, Nathaniel. Probably after we die, because our heads are so confused right now, we're not bright enough to catch on. But one day we will understand, huh, how the precious humanity of Jesus of Nazareth is the dwelling place of the infinite God. He, the Word of God, dwells there. And that's who we receive here. And so we have this text, you see. And so the cloud started to guide them now. And this book of Exodus, this will end pretty soon. This, and the last thing it says is that the fire was in the cloud. This fiery presence of God. Now, the dream, you see, is that we, when we come together at the liturgy, when we live together, you see, that's the temple. Where there are two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That's pretty sacred and very important. And that's why the psalm is all this beautiful, Psalm 84. The last, I would rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. To search for the presence of God. And then find out he dwells in us. Now we have the just about the concluding lines of chapter 13 of Matthew. There's just a little bit more to go after this. And he's saying what? Look, the kingdom of heaven is going to, you know, on this world is going to gather everybody. But not everybody's going to go any further, you see. Collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down, put what is good into buckets, and the bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw the wicked into the fiery furnace. Then he asks them, do you understand all that? And they say, oh yeah, which is kind of touching, but I mean. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. What are the new and the old that he's talking about here? No, he's talking about the whole dispensation with Israel for over 1,000 years. Now manifest in Jesus Christ, and especially in his death and resurrection. Now we see what that the old was really about. You see, it was a foretaste, it was a preparation, it was a... And that's why the scribe brings forth, you see, new and old. So, where's the meeting tent? Jesus. You see? What is the salvation from Pharaoh? Baptism. You see? And so that's why the scribe, who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven, is like the head of a household who brings forth from his storeroom both the new and the old, because they go together. There's been one plan of God for the human race. And it began in the form in which we know it now, in the 18th century B.C., when he called Abraham. Remarkable. That's why all that tradition about Abraham, who put God first, even to the point where God promised him a son so he could have an heir, and then God said, now you take him and go sacrifice him. And he put God first. And that's why he's our father in faith, as Paul calls him.